Are you out of uranium to light up your toilet?
And do you want to fix pretty much anything?
All right, Zach, tell me about it.
All right, so the first thing we have tonight is called Bondic Evo. All right, it's a liquid plastic welder.
Is this a porn?
No. It could be. Rule 34, Nick, rule 34.
You're right, my... Yeah.
And if it's not in that, then rule 35.
Isn't that a rule?
No, well, no, because 34 is if it exists, there's a porn of it.
Mm-hmm.
35 is if it there isn't a porn, there will be soon.
You know, where is this list of rules? Where is it hosted?
Reddit.
It is on Reddit?
Reddit. It started on 4chan and then it moved to Reddit.
So it's officially hosted there. Are these official sanctioned rules? Are they, like, approved upon by the board of the internet?
Yes.
The internet's board of directors?
Yes.
I don't know.
They looked it over and said, yes. Okay, let's do it.
Stamp of approval. All right, we're all set.
All right, so what this is, and it's weird because I saw it a few months ago on a different website, not a crowdfunding website. But it's basically a plastic resin that, when exposed to UV light, hardens.
Okay.
So...
That's bizarre.
I'll show you the video. It's really cool, though.
Hi, can I show you something really cool? In this tin is liquid plastic. If you take out the tube and you squeeze the tube on this tin, you can make instant liquid plastic in 4 seconds. This is a honey-like substance. There's no solvents in it. Only you determine the cure time. Watch this. 1, 2, 3, 4. That's instantly hard plastic. My name's Rob, and my business partner, Dr. Tom Offerman in Germany, invented Bondic. And sadly, 2.5 years ago, just before we were about to press the go button on Kickstarter, he passed away suddenly, and our priorities completely changed. Fast forward, Bondic has become a hit with the makers and the DIY community. The problem is that with the success of Bondic came all the as seen on TV industry who, in spite of our patents, basically knocked everything off. And instead of making the lawyer's boats a lot bigger, we decided not to be the 38th or 39th person on the lawsuit case. And what we've done is, to distinguish ourselves from everybody that's copied us, I took the beginning of what Dr. Tom and I were working on and finished it off. This is the Bondic Evo. And the difference is that now the tube points in the right direction and you don't have to flip it. So when it gets low on fluid, there's no waiting for the fluid to come back. Also,
it's just more of them showing what it can do.
I am in love with this guy.
No, I really like him.
He's hilarious.
Yeah, no.
Also,
he's good.
I'm 100% convinced that he killed his business partner.
Oh no, poor Dr. Tom.
I am one. This was absolutely a hit, like a hit job.
Poor Tom.
So, poor Tom.
Poor Tom. But yeah, no. So that first pen that he showed you,
mm-hmm.
We have to flip it and everything, that's been on a different website that I followed that website on YouTube and everything because they make funny videos. And they did this So when I saw it on Kickstarter, I was confused. But basically, they're just making it easier to use. Now, what I also found really cool, so I keep moving the screen, is, so, I looked at this, like, last week, right?
Yep.
And I caught it when it first came on Kickstarter. I can't remember when, right? And within just about a week, it has exceeded its goal.
That's incredible.
And so I looked... Even just between the time getting home and we sat down to record this, I looked when I got home and it was at 100%. I looked right when we started and it said 101%.
This is showing up fast. I mean, 40 days left.
Yeah, exactly. It's brand new on Kickstarter and people are loving it for great reasons, too.
I think part of it is this guy is charismatic as heck.
This murderer.
Yeah, well, I mean, usually most sociopaths are very charismatic, so it all fits.
But yeah, it's fairly cheap to get your hands on one, too, right? So the minimum pledge to get one is $14.
Wow.
Which...
This is a good product. I mean, overall,
It really is. And look, you can see right here. So it was on Gizmodo and Gadget King and Instructables has done something on it.
Which website was the one you saw this on?
It's not on this. Aww. I've been here.
Dude, I want that. Yeah.
Dude, I want that. I go there all the time.
Yeah.
I must have missed it when I was on there. But no, the website I went on was VAT19, V-A-T-U-19.
Oh, I know VAT19, okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They've had this on there for about a year, and they put a video out a few months ago. But it hasn't been this one. I keep pointing, like people can see when I'm pointing. It wasn't this one. It was just the pen with the little light on the end of it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But it was the Bondic one.
This so Zach, you do construction management.
Mm-hmm.
What sorts of I imagine this has many utilities, many uses. What would you foresee yourself using this for?
In the construction field, just like fixing tools.
Okay.
Just because you're not going to be using this to, you know, put studs in a wall or whatever.
Yeah, of course.
But the thing about it is it's not like plastic that you get in like packaging. It's like a hard plastic. And actually, if I scroll down. Where's the... Hold on. I found this really... Oh, yeah, right here. Right. So you can make shapes and everything out of it, right? But it can also be milled, which is a type of machining process. So it can be shaped really easily, too.
Oh, wow.
And holds up to...
So it's not brittle. It wouldn't just crumble.
Yeah, and it holds up to... intense temperatures and everything like that, and it's just all around an awesome, awesome product.
Wow.
Yeah. And I was shocked when I went to look at it today, and it was already 100% funded, because it's literally just, these guys have the first generation, I guess you could say, of it, and they're just making a new one. But people love it so much. I want to get my hands on one so badly.
Yeah, I think this is a proven business method. But like a lot of people, I feel like, are afraid to release some of their ideas because they're always afraid that the other people are going to take the idea. It's generally true that like if you're the first one to release an idea, you will get, what is it, 60% of the market share, 70% of the market share?
I think it's somewhere like that.
And even with all these people who stole the idea from him, or, you know, reused it, or however you want to word it. I mean, he's right. Don't go to the lawyers. Don't fight. It's almost not worth it, because people, if they know that one person is the original developer and the other one is just other companies, people will buy from the original developer, even if it costs a little more. In most cases, the average person will.
Especially if this is, you know, was seen on all of these different websites. I mean, I follow Interesting Engineering on Twitter.
See, this is why I'm broke right there.
I see. What do you... Did I miss that?
It's the barcode looking one.
Oh, yeah, it is. Yep, I'm there. I'm on there every day and...
Yep.
You know, Men's Health and CNET and...
AOL.
AOL, yeah. But, so, you know, it's something that people know about. And I guess people just want the newer version of it.
I like it, you know? It's a good cause.
Yeah. Alright. And what I especially love about it, right, is, so there's 35,000. I'm sure if I hit refresh, it'll change. But it's 1,000 backers. So people are generally spending...
$35?
Where is the... Are doing this one. Right. Or more, or $30, or, like, you know what I mean?
The
like
average, this
one's $31, 300 people did the $30 one.
Yeah, you're right, though. The average is probably...
It's probably just under $35 per person.
That's awesome.
Which is incredible. All right, Nick, what do you have?
Okay. It's cheesy, it's simple, it's stupid, but I love it.
I like it too, if I'm being honest with you.
Never have enough lights, right?
Never have too many lights.
Fun little fact about me, you know I like hiking, and you know I like, you know, doing outdoor activities and whatnot, right? And I promise this ties in, I promise it makes sense. In reality, though, even though I like those things, I actually hate nature.
I do know that, yes.
I hate nature. I hate animals. I hate trees. Get rid of it. Burn it all down. Build cities out of steel. That's what we need.
You and I could not be more opposite.
I'm exaggerating to a degree. I actually can't stand the city either. I just hate everything.
Yeah.
But that being said, you can never have enough lights. Never have enough lights in your home.
No, I'm with you on that.
That's where this ties in. It's a very simple concept, and I think we've all thought of ideas like this. I had an idea when I was a kid of making making your walls have like a little dial on them, and you could just, rather than painting your walls, they have LED
you
lights.
Just change the color.
You just change the color.
Theory.
Yeah, and the bathroom is the perfect place for a nightlight. So this soap dispenser has a built-in nightlight on it. It changes colors through the whole spectrum that you see below. It's like a lava lamp kind of style.
All right, well, let's play this video.
Yeah, let's check it out.
Introducing IllumiSoap, the world's first soap dispenser nightlight. IllumiSoap is motion activated, sets to 8 colors, color rotates, only turns on in the dark, sets to 3 brightness levels, and refills easily. IllumiSoap means no more blinding midnight lights or stumbling around in the dark. A soap dispenser by day and a fun lava lamp by night. IllumiSoap begins shipping August 2017.
I mean, okay, I get it.
I like it. It's simple. Here's the thing. Straight and narrow. Real simple. All right?
Well,
they covered all their bases. They're not fucking around. This is it. Back it or don't.
No, I was talking about the product. I like the product.
Oh, yeah.
But no, because I get it. Because, like, if your bathroom is attached to your bedroom, and I don't have to do it. Maybe you have to deal with this now that you're in your fancy new place, you know, if you have your partner next to you, you don't want to be flipping on a bunch of shit
right
in the lights
right
to go pee at 2 o'clock in the morning. You know, you want to be able to just sort of get in and get out, and this is which is why I think I saw the Illuma Bowl on Shark Tank.
Yeah,
like,
so
I know it was on Shark Tank, but I think I saw that episode.
Yeah, so let's get into that actually. Yeah, so this product is the it's one thing I will say about it. It's almost like a
it's the child of the Illuma Bowl.
It's kind of like a cheap ploy. Like a little, they're like, "Oh, the light inside the toilet bowl worked really well. Let's do a light inside a soap dispenser now."
So yeah.
What's next? Like they put fucking lights on everything.
Shower curtains.
You know, I think they already have light up shower heads.
Oh, they do. They do.
So, no, but so one thing about this is that fun little fact here. You may already know this. You may not. Fun little science fact. But
science.
Red light actually is the least interruptive. Interruptive.
Mm-hmm.
Interrupting.
Yeah.
Color light when you're sleeping.
Yeah.
So if you wanted to have a light on while you were asleep, that would be the primary color to use. And in fact, I'm actually here. Let me show you something. I don't know if you can see. You see that red light?
Yep.
I have a lamp right here behind me that we use at nighttime, and it's just a red light.
Huh.
And it's easy to sleep with. Like, you know, white lights and yellow lights are very, very, like, bad on the eyes. Like, you're sleeping, it wakes,
yeah.
It keeps you up all night, and it's actually not good for you. So I would probably use this, probably put on the red setting or the orange setting, something like that. And it's a cheap ask. They're not really asking for a lot, and they covered all their bases.
You know? They got a shit ton of money, though.
And that's the thing. I mean, that is the thing. Think about that. They had a very modest ask, $5,000, $15 in order to get their soap dispenser. And now I really want you to take a look at this, though. As you scroll down, absolutely nothing changes. Every $15 is just another one.
15, 15, 15, 15, 15,
15. Who the hell is buying 10 light-up soap dispensers?
I mean, if you're, you know, if you have apartments or property.
I'm going to tell you, something, Zach.
Eight people bought 10 of them.
0 people bought 9. Because if you're going to buy 9...
Because you see, the people who need 10, need 10.
Yeah,
clearly.
Something's wrong. They're like, oh shit.
9 is too small.
9 is too little. But then you got these people, it's like, hey, I'll buy 8. 9, no way.
It is weird. Who needs... I could see 2.
I could see
3.
Maybe, if you have a big house.
Yeah, but...
Like, it starts to be pushing it.
Yeah.
I mean, 1 makes the most sense. 1 or 2.
Yeah.
Maybe definitely. 10. Kind of bizarre.
Maybe for those 8 people.
Yeah, I don't know. I want to live their life.
Okay, this is really annoying. Has absolutely nothing to do with the product. You have a pretty picture of the product, but then no cover on this outlet.
Yeah, I think that...
That's annoying.
I think that's the point.
How is that the point?
See how they're relating it to the... What the fuck? What are they doing?
Yep, no, Nick, no.
You know, I thought those arrows were pointing to the metal on the... No. They're not. It's to the wall. No. The wall's that's not just... chrome. The wall's not chrome.
That's just really annoying.
That's interesting.
I mean, I like it, though.
I mean,
$15 is...
This is a solid example of just a simple, straight and narrow product. Covered all their bases. I can't think of a single thing I would say, oh, they should add this. Like, they cover...
Yeah.
More colors? No, they got it. I mean, they have 8 colors and 3 settings per color, so that's 24 different settings plus the 25th cycling, I guess. Yeah. I mean... I think it's a little audacious to call it a lava lamp, though. I think they need to tone that shit down.
If anything, I would have just said mood lighting.
Yeah, just a light.
Yeah.
Lava lamp. That is audacious.
Oh, unless you can actually do a lava lamp. Nick, I know a Kickstarter. An actual lava lamp.
I have a better idea for you.
Soap dispenser.
Better idea for you. Lava lamp, everything. Take products and make them into lava lamps.
That belt last episode?
Yes.
Lava lamp.
Yes. Lava lamp belt. Lava lamp paper towels. I'm just looking at objects in my vision right now. Lava lamp fridge.
You remember those, pencil sharpeners?
Lava lamp.
That you flip them and they had like the two different, like one, it was like oil in water.
I kind of do remember.
It and it was like different color. I think I have one around here somewhere.
I love talking about those old, ridiculous things that we had as kids.
Yeah.
I was talking to, like, Michaela yesterday about, like, those, you know, those, like, squishy little, like, things that you would, like, move them and they would, like, move in your hand? It was, like, a squishy sort of tube with a hole in the middle.
Hand job trainers.
Yes. Yeah, I was basically going to say it's like a, like a hand job machine or whatever.
Those are cool, though. Those are really cool, though.
Stupidest shit in the world. Yeah. And, yeah, I'm sitting here making fun of kids with fidget spinners.
Oh, assholes. That's true.
What's worse?
The fidget spinners, obviously, because they're not our past.
Exactly. These kids these days.
Anyway.
I think this is probably around my 10th episode on a podcast where I bitched about fidget spinners.
Is it really?
I hate them, and I talk about them a lot.
Anyway.
If you have a fidget spinner, please unsubscribe.
No, Nicholas.
We could become the official fidget spinner podcast if you want instead.
Oh my god.
Okay, oh, well, that's great idea. Every week, we cover a new fidget spinner.
This has been Backers. And yeah, Nick's clearly gone insane. This is going to be our last episode because he's going to be put in an asylum. Do they have asylums anymore?
Are you resurrecting the asylum?
Can we call them madhouses again?
Are you bringing back the asylum?
Yes.
Yes.
No, what are they called now? Mental health facilities?
Mental health facilities.
Asylums. Okay.
we're going to the park. It'll be fun.
All right.
Follow us on Twitter, Facebook, email us at toomanythoughtsmedia@gmail.com and give us some feedback.
Yep, links for everything in the description.
And back the products we talked about today.
Yeah. Until next time.
Take care.
See you.